You want prizes? We've got free prizes. You want cash? We've got lots of cash. Simply download Bashani Radio app. Allow push notifications and listen for your chance to win loads of cash. Please don't tell our CEO it's his money we're giving away. We won't tell if you won't tell. Bashani Radio app. Download it for free in the App Store.
Welcome back to Productivity 360, folks. I'm your man, Dr. Vernon A. Joseph, every Friday right here on Bashani and worldwide. I want to thank each and every one of you for tuning in to Productivity 360. You already know how we get down. I want to say thank you to everyone who has been sharing, commenting, and leaving reviews on all the platforms that you listen in on. And as you know, and as I always say, everything in life is better when we are productive. Today, we're going to be talking about a topic that I know each and every one of you should want to know how to do. And that topic is very simple, but it's going to be very complex depending upon where you are in the world today and where your mentality is. That topic is how to produce to reign. How to produce to rain. Now, of course, I'm not talking about the drip, drop, drippity, drop rain outside. I'm talking about actually raining in your industry, raining in your life. I'm talking about taking control over your life. How to produce to rain. Have you ever wondered how people who create dynasties actually did the actual work? Have you ever paid attention to someone who comes in and actually takes a losing team or a losing organization and brings it to a full-blown thriving organization or team? Have you ever wondered what it takes to bring multiple people together and give them a vision that will supersede anything that they've ever seen or heard before? Have you ever wondered why the Ritz-Carlton is head over heels above many other luxury hotels? Have you ever paid attention to why a specific luxury vehicle is outclassed in every single area? Have you ever gone on a vacation or been in a resort where they literally cater to every single need that you would have? Have you ever had an experience in a bank, in a grocery store, or anywhere that you have frequented with that has blown your mind? Have you ever stopped to take a moment to consider what it takes to produce to rain? Well, today is that day right here on Productivity 360. I want to give you some tips, tools, strategies, practices, and philosophies that will literally transform your mind and your life. So get ready. Well, let's start off with rain. When we think about rain, what is the very first thing that you think of? I want you to pause for a moment and really, truly think about that. What does it mean to rain? And as you think about that, my question to you is, what is the very first thing that comes to your mind? What is the very first thing that comes to your mind? When I hear the word rain, I'm reminded of the definition in a simplistic state that says, hold royal office, rule as a king or a queen. Or if you looked at it from a different perspective, it's the period during which a sovereign rules. Now, I want to ask you, are you ruling your life today? Are you ruling in your life today? Because it's the very first thing. As I think of rain, if I can do an acrostic for you, if I can give you a different way to see it, it would be to rule, to energize, to influence, to guide, and to network. I'll say that again. When I think of rain from a productivity standpoint, it is to rule, it's to energize, to influence, to guide, and to network. But as you continue on, my question is, are you ruling in your life? Are you ruling in your relationships? Are you ruling in your finances? Are you ruling with your children? Are you ruling in education? Are you ruling in your finances? See, it is imperative that you get the right mentality as we begin to talk about how to produce to reign. You have to have a ruler mentality and not a dictatorship mindset, but ruling from the perspective or in the sense that you are in control of a specific area over your life. Not that you can't take counsel, but you have the final word and the final authority over that specific area in your life. So the first question that I want you to write down is, am I ruling in areas of my life? Are you ruling in your health, or is your health ruling you? Are you ruling in your finances, or are your finances ruling you? Are you ruling? You get the point and you get the picture. These are some things, as I talk about them today, that is not going to be just something you gloss over when you listen to this show. But it's going to be something that you want to take note of and you want to go meditate on, because it's important that you learn how to produce and reign in your life. In 2020, especially, we have had a whirlwind of a year. For some people, it has been the worst year ever. And for others, it has been the best. Now, many of you are going to say, Dr. Vern, wait a minute. How can you possibly say that 2020 has been the best year for some people? Well, you have those people who decided to rule over the year instead of allowing the year to rule over them. And then you have others who let the year actually rule over them. They let the year dictate to them their mentality. They let the year dictate to them how they would operate. They let the year zap all of their energy, which leads me right into my next point. Not only should you rule over your life, you should find ways to energize your mentality and your life. You see, one thing I know is you have some people who wake up in the morning and say, thank God it's morning. And then you have others that say, oh God, it's morning. What kind of energy do you think those two people have? I can tell you that they're polar opposites simply because of their energy. You've got to learn how to energize your life, energize your mind, as well as energize your spirit. How can you energize your mind, life, and spirit? You have to do practical things that are going to yield applicable gain. Practical things that will yield applicable gain. And as you begin to recognize how you too can produce to reign in your life, ruling will become simple and energizing yourself will become simple. There will be specific practices that you do that will help you to energize. For some, it may be meditating. For others, it may be running. For others, it may be working out. For others, it may be utilizing your mind in a capacity in which it stretches your inner intellect. For some, it may simply be doing something as simple as cleaning house. Find ways to energize your mind, your life, and your spirit. Now, when you have an energized mind, life, and spirit, your influence becomes phenomenal, which brings us to our next point in the reign process. First, you learn to rule. Then you find ways to energize. Then you go out and you influence others. Influencing others to do what you know needs to be done is the simplistic definition of leadership. So as you learn how to produce to reign, you begin to practice ways of good leadership. Why? Because you're influencing others to do what you know needs to be done. Now, what does that look like in your life? Whether it be a spouse, your children, your coworkers, church members, whether it be business partners in an organization, you still have to learn how to influence others to do what you know needs to be done. Now, please, please, ma'am, please, sir, hear me very clearly. I'm not talking about manipulation. I'm talking about pure influence. The art of influence is so sweet when you understand it. Influence will transform the trajectory of someone's life. Influence will help people to get out of the slump that they may find themselves in and cause them to become winners and champions. Influence is something that truly, truly, truly helps people to reign. And that's why it's in the middle of the word. Again, as you influence, let me help you as we move on to the next section. Influence helps people to guide their life. Helps people to guide their life, similar to a parent who wants to guide their children in the direction of their energy, in the direction of their intellect, in the direction of their spirituality, and in the direction of being molded as a great human being. It's the same when you're talking about reigning. When you're reigning in a specific capacity, you are guiding others as you influence them. You are guiding them to a winning mentality. You are guiding them to a champion's heart. You are guiding them to more perfect ways of doing things, or in a spirit of excellence. I hope that you all are picking up what I am putting down. So as you guide people in your life, let me ask you the one question that really is going to resonate with your mind and your spirit today. Who guided you to become who you are today? To the leaders that are listening, to the global ambassadors that are making change around the world, to the agents of change in your specific industry or area, who helped you by guiding your mentality? Who helped you by showing you a more excellent way? Somebody helped you get to where you are. There are no, and I'm going to say this very boldly and very plainly, and yes, you can quote me right here on the Productivity 360 show. There are no self-made anything. Ooh, I know this is going to ruffle some feathers. There are no self-made anything. Everyone on this planet called Earth, has been influenced by someone else. So don't say that you're self-made anything, because people have influenced you, whether it's good, bad, or indifferent. Someone has given you hope. Someone has given you energy. Someone has guided you in a path or direction, even if it was something that you watched that you say you would not do when you had the authority or responsibility. I hope that you are picking up what I'm actually putting down. Guide. Who has guided you in your life? When you think of how to produce to reign, you're learning right now through the words that are coming on this broadcast. And in essence, it's a guide on what to or not to do. So don't ever say that I'm a self-made anything, because it's simply just not true. Moving forward from that statement that I know will get a lot of hits on, after you have gone through and you understand the rule, you understand the energize, you understand the influence, you understand the guide, now you take from that guide section to network. Every opportunity to fill your net so that you can work. Networking nowadays looks completely different from what most people have seen in the past or happen to understand it to be. Networking is no longer just a swapping of cards. It's no longer just trying to fill up your wallet or your bag or whatever it is with people who you can contact coldly later, or a lukewarm contact. Networking nowadays is finding ways to cast the net so that you can actually do better in your work, do greater works than you've done before. But it's all about what we would call a win-win situation. If you are trying to cast the net simply to spew a product or a service to someone else, then you might as well stop in your tracks, because that type of networking is played and old. I want to show you very swiftly, very briefly, a way of thinking that will cause your network to become your net worth. And it starts with one simple question. What do you do to make this world a better place? Now, that question does not connote what is your job. That question does not connote what is your job. What that question does is causes the other person to think outside the box on how they service humanity. Ooh, man, if I had a pen, I would drop it right now. Because serving and producing are the gateway to your established network. So one, what do you do to make the world a better place? Then two, help me to understand the card behind the card. I don't want to know necessarily your job. What I want to know is what you love to do. What I want to know is what you love to do. Because the moment that you begin to connect relationally, you will have a better opportunity to create a lifelong relationship than a transactional relationship. Okay, I'm giving you guys way too much here, but those are two things that I wanted to share with you when it comes to network. All right, let's break this thing down as we get ready to land a plane right now. So if you're going to reign, again, we've mentioned to you, it's important for you to rule in your industry, rule in your area, rule over a service, rule over a product, whatever that may be. You're going to have and be energized. No one wants a lackluster anything. No one wants a slowful anything. So you have to be energized. Number three, you're going to have to influence others to do what you know needs to be done. And number four, you're going to guide along the way and through the process. And then number five, you're going to actually network. Let me show you how this works. If you want to learn how to produce to reign, the very first thing you're going to need to do is seek a challenge that makes you come alive. Seek a challenge that makes you come alive. I don't know too many people who are doing things that they hate that are actually reigning in their industry. I don't know too many people who are doing things that they actually hate that are reigning in their industry. So seek a challenge that makes you come alive. Don't do something that comes too easy to you, because you will get bored, you will switch out, and you will lose focus or interest very, very quickly. So seek a challenge that makes you come alive. Number two is think about the impact that you're going to make or that you're going to have as you continue down this path. Think about the impact that you will make or that you will have as you continue down this path. What is the purpose of this impact that you desire to make? Remember this, it should not be about selfish gain. It should be about helping others to gain. And when you help other people, you will become successful. The more people that you help to become successful, you will become successful. The more people that you help to win, the more you will win. So think about the impact that you're going to make as well as the impact that you're going to have. Number three, concentrate on what fuels your energy. That goes back to our energize section. You need to concentrate on the things that fuel your energy. Ignite the flame to your passion and watch how it spreads. You want this type of energy to become contagious. You want this type of energy to spread like wildfire. Why? Because when you concentrate on what fuels you, what will happen is you get better and everyone around you gets better. You get better and everyone around you gets better. That's because you took the time to concentrate on what ignites your fire, to concentrate on what fuels your energy. Number four, develop a system or develop a model to educate others in the process. The art of education is repetition. So as you continue to do what you do, make sure that you develop a system or a model that will help others to educate in this process. Listen, I don't know how many times I have taught people from around the world how to strategize for their specific industry, but they did not take note on how to train others to do the same. Therefore, they have to continuously come back to me and get more training. Well, guess what? Every time I train, it changes a portion of their financial dynamic because training is not free. So if you're going to develop a system or a model that will help others educate on the process, you're now learning on an economic model that you can create to educate others at your level. So whatever it is that you may be going through, whatever experiences that you may have, take time to take note of them because you're going to have to train someone else how to do or go through that very same thing. What I know is there are three types of people: those who are going through something, those who are in the midst of something, and those who are coming out. And you fall in one of those categories. But once you come out of something, you should be able to train and educate others on how to navigate the thing that you went through. I hope that you are picking up what I'm putting down and that it is making complete sense to you. We're literally talking about how to produce to reign. The fifth thing that I want you to do is to reflect on the journey. Reflect on the journey. I cannot tell you how many people who actually go through this process, but they don't take time to reflect on the journey. You have to reflect. You have to understand, why am I in the situation that I'm in? What am I doing to get out of it? What are the key strengths, weaknesses, or pillars that are going to help me to propel myself past this issue? If you don't reflect on the journey, you will repeat it. I'm going to say that to you again. If you don't reflect on your journey, you will find yourself repeating it. I'll leave it right there. The sixth thing is to embrace the reality of your success. Sometimes we go so hard that we don't even realize that we've been successful at what we set out to accomplish. So what I want you to think about as you go along this path on how to produce to reign is embrace the reality of your success. As things begin to work, I want you to embrace them. I want you to celebrate them, but I don't want you to stop. I want you to pause and celebrate, but I don't want you to stop because there's still more ground to be gained. And even when you accomplish the goal, there's always time to set a new goal. So embrace the reality of your success. And that brings me to number seven, which is very, very important. After you have done it all, after you have finally gotten to the point where you're reigning in your industry, product, service, whatever the case may be, start the process over and do it again. Because champions only seek to win the championship. They don't seek to just play the game. So after you have begun to reign in a specific area, an industry, a product, or a service, start this process all over again. Why? Because it will keep you in a perpetual mind state of reigning and dominating. All right, folks, a quick review. Again, how to produce to reign. Number one, you rule, you energize, you influence, you guide, you network. Those are your five pillars. Rule, energize, influence, guide, and network. Then you move forward and you seek a challenge that makes you come alive. You think about the impact that you're going to make and going to have. You concentrate on what fuels you and ignites your actual flame. You develop a system/model to educate others as you go through the process. You reflect on the journey. You embrace the reality of your success. Then you start the process over again and do it again and again and again. Three quick questions that I want to ask you. Number one, what are you ruling in, or what is ruling over you? What are you ruling in, and what is ruling over you in your life? Second question, who are you influencing, or who are you being influenced by? Who are you influencing, or who are you being influenced by? And lastly, what does your network look like? What does your network look like? Is it bringing you forward? Is it propelling you? Is it challenging you? Is it energizing you? Is it igniting your passion? Or is it simply just a circle that you're happy to be in? Because if it's the latter, it's time for you to change it. All right, folks, you know what I always say. I want you to be innovative and be productive. But most of all, I want you to get out there and I want you to live to produce. I'm Dr. Vernet A. Joseph, and you know what I always say. It is time for you to be productive or be replaced. It is a pleasure every Friday to be in your listening ear, to be in your car, your home, or wherever you may be. As you listen into these things, I hope that you take them into account and you use it to become a better and more productive person. Until next Friday, folks, I'm Dr. Vernet A. Joseph. We'll talk to you soon.
Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.